good day. As we sit here and observe the mind, we can see the breath rising and falling away. We can see physical sensations come and go. We can see thoughts arise and disappear. Sounds coming and going. And sometimes emotions might arise and they'll peak and fall away. These are all the objects of the mind. We can be aware of these objects coming and going, watching the flow of experience. When emotions arise, we can see that they're more complex than simple physical sensations. They might include thoughts, feelings, responses, and often some form of pleasure or displeasure. They can be very intense, like intense anger or fear or intense joy. Those are hard to miss. Or they can be more mild, like the afflictive frustration, irritation, annoyance, or the enjoyable amusement or gladness. If emotions are intense, or if we're averse to them, it's easy to get caught by them, to identify with them as who we are. I am angry. I am scared. But emotions come and go like any other phenomena. That anger or joy we experienced yesterday is no more who we are than the pain in our knee. Just another passing experience. Emotions come and go like everything else. The word emotion means to move through, to rise, to peak, and to fade. We can allow them to exist just as they are, watch them rise, let them go away without complicating them with judgment, with resistance or clinging. Some of you are familiar with the raft formula, or you may have learned the rain formula. It's the similar idea. Raft is a way to help us attend complex emotions and hindrances. Sometimes they feel overwhelming and it's hard to get our arms around it. And so this is a way of just breaking them up a little bit to make them easier to meet. RAFT stands for, and I'll go through them, but I'll say them first, to recognize, to allow, to feel, and to tease apart. The first step of RAFT is to recognize, a simple recognizing of what's there. It can help to name it if you know what it is. Sadness, anger, joy. Often that simple recognition, it's all that's needed to allow us to connect with it and to watch the motion come and go freely and not get caught up in it. Sometimes we may not know what we're feeling, but we just know it's unpleasant. We can just name it unpleasant feeling. It's about connecting with it and not getting it right. The second step is to allow. First, we recognize it, and then we allow it to be there. Sometimes with emotions we don't like, we resist them. I don't want to feel that. I'm not supposed to feel that. We can recognize resistance and we can realign ourselves by making the conscious choice to allow this emotion to flow through, to give it room to be there. It's okay. And often this is enough and the emotion fades unimpeded. But if emotions are more intense sometimes and we can't meet them well, it can often be helpful to apply the third step, to feel it in our bodies by turning to the how the emotion feels in our bodies. It can allow us to experience it a little bit like a wave that rises, peaks, and fades away. One reason that emotions feel so solid is that they tend to last longer than thoughts. A thought that triggered our fear might last less than a second, but the fear that got triggered lasts a couple of minutes if we allow it to come and go. So we recognize it, we allow it, and we feel it in our body. And at other times, when the emotions are complicated or maybe recurring, we might apply the fourth step to tease it apart. And one way, there's two aspects to teasing it apart that I find useful. And the first one is to see the difference between the story that triggered the emotion and the emotion itself. To clearly recognize, this is story, and this is feeling. Or this is resistance, and it makes it easier to drop the story and go to the feeling. Often when we have a story and we keep going back to the story, it just keeps re-triggering the feeling over and over. We can also see the difference between the emotion and our relationship to it, or attitude towards it. Are we wanting more of it? Are we pushing it away? Are we judging it? And so we notice the difference between the story and the emotion. And we notice the difference between the emotion and our relationship to it. And then if it's still there, settling back on the felt sense of the emotion in our body. Recognize, allow, feel it in the body, and tease it apart. If you haven't already, gently close your eyes. Take a relaxed but alert posture. Take a couple of deep breaths. And with each breath, relaxing a little bit more. And sense your body as a whole and relax any obvious tensions. Just allow your tension to roam your body for a minute and see if anything can relax. Then notice your general emotional state. How do you feel right now? No need to search for anything. Just be aware of how you feel generally. Very likely, no strong emotions going on. Just connect with your feeling. Now bring your attention to the breath and allow your attention to rest there, to settle there. And just for a couple of minutes, stay close to your breath. Keeping the breath in the foreground, open your attention to include any strong body sensations or any emotions that might arise. Kind of like at the edge of your attention. If any compelling sensations or emotions arise, turn your attention to it without judgment or reaction. Whatever arises belongs. And if it's no longer compelling, return to the breath. If a compelling emotion arises, recognize it, name it, allow it. Feel the sensations in the body. Stay with the felt sense of the emotion in the body. If it feels complicated, tease it apart. Notice the difference between the body sensations and any story or commentary. If an emotion fades on its own, no need to chase it to complete the formula. Just allow that emotion to move through you. If nothing compelling arises, no need to look for something. Just rest on the breath. Mindfulness practice allows us to learn to trust our emotional life, to allow ourselves to feel the full range of human emotions without repressing them or necessarily acting them out. If afflictive emotions arise, we can meet them gently with compassion. When emotions like delight and joy arise, we can appreciate them. We can stay intimate with them, experience them fully, and let them fade without trying to hold on to them. Some of us have more emotional nature than others. Sometimes some of us might be emotional most of the time, but never shows up during meditation. This RAFT formula can be helpful at any time. For instance, if strong emotions arise when we're walking, doing walking meditation, it can be very skillful to just stop, attend the emotion, and then keep going after it passes. Or in daily life, we can use this when we have the luxury of time, of a little bit of time and privacy to meet it well. So as you continue with this day, you know, stay close to your body. Your body is always here and now. So enjoy your day. Thank you.